You, guard, come here. I'm feeling bored today and I want to have a little fun. And you're going to be my plaything. Well, you better. Or I'll have you executed for disobeying orders from your princess. Now, take off your armor and your shirt. I want to see those muscles. You're ripped. Very sexy. I like it. Flex for me. Now strip naked for me like a good boy. Look at all those muscles. Your training must put you through hell to maintain that perfect body. That's good, though. My guards better be strong enough to protect me well. Oh, and I forgot. All you guards have to wear chastity cages 24/7. That was my idea. Sorry. I just think you men are much, much more attentive to my whims and desires when you're kept perpetually horny like that. Horny boys follow orders so much better. Especially for a girl as sexy as I am. You boys are so adorable. Standing there all day, vigilant, staring straight ahead, constantly waiting so desperately to serve me. I love seeing your faces light up whenever I call for one of you. So utterly eager to obey my orders. It's so cute. It's so nice having a collection of perfectly trained horny boys forever at my beck and call to play with however I want. Oh, I know sometimes I can be a little bit severe. Like that time I had that poor idiot executed for looking at my cleavage. Whatever. I was in a bitchy mood that day, and he was kind of ugly anyway. Yes, yes, and I know it's cruel to make you guys duel each other to the death like I have you do sometimes. But there's such a titillating satisfaction watching two men kill each other for my own amusement. It really never ceases to amaze me how barbaric you boys can get after a few years of chastity. So willing to turn on each other just for the chance to impress me. Well, you should realize it's not that impressive at all. But it is funny. For me, at least. But hey, I'm not totally heartless. I usually give the winners a nice little reward. Like a kiss on the cheek. That is, if they're not too gross and bloody after their little duel. Anyways, don't you worry, little man. I don't think you'll be dying anytime soon. I just want to take it easy tonight. Hey, you look familiar. Oh, I remember you. You gave me that wonderful foot massage yesterday. My, you're a lucky boy. I'm very picky about which guards I let touch me. Only the cute ones. I remember you were practically drooling the entire time, too. Just staring like a zombie at my feet during the whole massage. That dick must have been throbbing and aching. Kind of like it is now, hmm? I bet you want to touch yourself so bad. Well, I didn't order you to. So don't you dare touch that dick without my permission. Plus, we gotta get you cock out of that cage first. I wanna see what you're packing down there, big boy. I have the master key here somewhere in my purse. Ah, here it is. Look at your face. You wanna be free so bad, don't you? Well, you need to earn it. Oh. Your face is just priceless. Like a confused little puppy. Okay, ready to earn your freedom? Let's see you put those muscles to use. Get on the ground and do push-ups for me. That's it. Impress me. Okay, stop. Get on your hands and knees. If you want it so bad, then hump the floor, loser. Go ahead. Smear that denied dick all over the ground for me. Feels good, doesn't it? Okay. More push-ups. Come on, hot stuff. I want to see your cute little ass move up and down for me. And every time you come down, I want you to press your dick against the ground. Okay, enough. Get up on your knees. Let me ask you, Do you think you've earned it? Yeah? Slap yourself in the face if you think you've earned it. Again, harder. One more. Well, you're wrong. You haven't earned it yet. Now lay down flat on your back. Pinch your nipples. Pinch harder until you squirm for me. Silly boy. Let go now. Back on your knees. All right, all right. I'm getting bored of this. I think it's time now. Stand up. Let me unlock you. There. Now give it a few strokes. I want to see how big it is. Uh-uh. Not too fast, though. Just keep stroking. Slowly. I want you to stay nice and hard and full of cum. You know, I was thinking about giving you a hand job. But you are a little too slow with those push-ups. Oh, well. Too bad for you. Oh, you should have tried harder. Now let go of that cock right now before you explode. I guess that's as big as it gets, huh? Not bad. Not bad. Wow, you're trying pretty hard to stay attentive, hmm? You're shaking. This must be the most attention your dick has gotten in your entire life. Do you want to fuck me? Yeah? You probably have no idea how to use that thing. And you'd probably come all over the place the instant any part of my body came in contact with that dick. Worthless virgin. You'll never get to fuck me. I don't care how big those muscles are. You're nothing but a subservient loser. You're beneath me. I only let real men fuck me. You're a fun little toy. But only when I'm bored. And you know what? I'm not bored anymore. I think I'm ready for a nap. Pick me up and carry me to my bedroom. Good boy. Now gently lay me down in my bed. Gently. Oh, so cozy. Take off my slippers and give me another one of your foot massages while I fall asleep. Oh, that's nice. Were you trying so hard to keep yourself together? Despite your neglected, desperate little dick craving for any kind of contact from me whatsoever, you thought you were going to get a little more action than this, didn't you? I'm such a bitch denying you like this. And yet you've been such a good boy this whole time. Look at you focusing so intently on my soft, perfect feet. Poor little guard dog. I told you I could be cruel. Okay, dummy, that's enough massaging. I'm done with you now. Stand there and keep staring at my feet until I wake up. And when I wake up, I'll have you paint my nails. Nighty-night, loser boy.